The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
With soaring energy costs and inflation impacting virtually all of our bills, you may be looking for ways to save money. You may be tempted to eliminate one of your bigger costs, perhaps manage with one family car rather than the two you currently use, delay booking a family holiday next year. But some may be tempted to cancel their health insurance. Don't do it, says my next guest, Dermot Good from TotalHealthCover.ie. Dermot, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Hang on to your health insurance.
Yeah, people would say he would say that, of course, you know. But I would say to everybody, I'd love to say our public system is improving to the point that maybe health insurance is not essential. But as we all know, that's absolutely not the case. I mean, and the public system was in, you know, had lots of difficulties and challenges prior to COVID. Obviously, COVID has made things a lot worse. What I would say to anybody who maybe has not looked at their health insurance for some time or is thinking of cancelling, check out all the options available to you to reduce your costs, first of all. Cancellation should be an absolute last resort, particularly for anybody over 34.
Now, let's talk about people who are really in dire straits and feel they're in good physical shape and they're prepared to put themselves at the mercy of the public system. If they cancel for this year, can they resume next year without any penalty?
Okay, so here's the risk, Pat. Let's just say they're under 34, they're healthy, and you know funds are tight. Yes, they can cancel their cover. The risk is that if between, I suppose, the period of cancelling and rejoining, if they develop a medical problem, or if they already have a medical problem and they rejoin, it will not be covered for 5 years. They have a 5-year pre-existing exclusion. You know, and it could be a sports injury or something like that, you know, and that means you could be paying for the insurance for 5 years and not being able to use it. The other thing to bear
so
in mind...
So if you had, for example, an ankle injury and then you go out and play football again, the thing is fully recovered as far as you're concerned. But then you banjax it again and you go in and they'll say, hang on, same ankle, same place, same injury.
And the likelihood is a claim. If the medical information provided indicates that that is a reoccurrence of an existing condition, your claim will be rejected. The other thing I would say to people as well, I know they've introduced the free public treatment now, I think, for children under 16. So the €80 per night charge won't apply to them, but it still applies to everybody else. So even as a public patient, you're on the hook for up to €800 in the public system. So every 26 and 27-year-old out there, if you have to have your appendix removed and you're in Tala Hospital for 2 weeks, you have to pay €800. But you can buy basic health insurance for €500 and you can buy good mid-level plans. So typical mid-level plans right now, Pat, are about €860 to €950. You've got the VHI Enhanced Care €250 scheme. You have the Benefit Access €300 from Irish Life, which is actually very good value at the moment at €860. 64, and you have the Leia Signify scheme at 926, and those plans will cover you for public and private hospitals without any frills. So I would suggest anybody who right now is healthy, maybe paying double that, and they need to reduce their costs, they should look at those plans.
Yeah. What are the frills that you lose?
The typical things you lose, so number one, high-tech cardiac cover. For most young people, that's not going to be an issue. That's to cover things like stents in Blackrock Clinic and the Mater Private. The second thing you will lose is you will have to pay a slightly higher excess when you go into a private hospital, maybe €250 per claim as opposed to €75. The big thing, though, you will lose by coming down is you won't get any refunds on your outpatient expenses. So once again, that healthy young person who has lots of physiotherapy and going to the GP and maybe an odd consultant visit on these good mid-level corporate plans, they get 50% back on everything with no excess. Drop down, you lose that. So then the question is, do the savings make up for the loss
of the
refunds? Yeah,
do the sums. And then, of course, you have the reassurance of having health insurance anyway.
You're still in the system. You're not breaking your cover. The other thing too, Pat, anybody who's over 34 and they cancel their cover, as well as those waiting periods, they could be impacted by age loadings. This is the thing they brought in back in 2015. So you will get credit for previous membership, but depending on your age, you could find yourself now being hit with a loading.
Okay. So, but if you had 5 years insurance in your 20s,
You get credit for that.
You get credit for that. Okay.
Exactly.
So let's not scare the horses too much.
No, it's not. It's just some people, you know, all I would say to anybody, and some people listening to this will have no option but to cancel their cover. Check out the various options which we'll talk about, but then get advice before you cancel and talk to the insurance company and literally, what are the implications if I do cancel and I rejoin? And they will spell it out to you and then you know where you stand. And if you're in very good health, Pat, and you rejoin in 2 years' time, you just have a 6-month waiting period, you know, and that's it. So it's not like, let's just say you'll be precluded from cover indefinitely or you might never be able to rejoin. That won't be the case. Health insurance in this country is available to everybody.
However, moving on a little bit, and you've got kids and, you know, there are childhood illnesses and all the rest, and you yourself might be a bit creaky at the seams. You don't want to lose your private health insurance if you're concerned about the efficacy of the public system in your area. So how can people save money?
Okay, well, there's a number of things. So let's go through these quickly, Pat. So, for example, splitting your cover. Very simply, that just means looking at each person individually in the policy and assessing what type of cover they need. So children, especially young children, probably only need very basic cover. You know, if, and then adults, obviously older adults, like you might have a parent on the policy, they might need a higher level of cover. So look at each person individually. Do not do what the insurance companies want you to do, which is pick a plan and put everybody on that plan, because it's very simple for them and they get you off the phone within 12 or 15 minutes onto the next customer. Splitting cover is an excellent tactic.
Now, can you split cover between companies?
You can, exactly. And here's another thing. I'll give you an example, Pat, on this, actually. Anybody with young adult dependents. So let's just say you have an 18 to 20-year-old. And if you're insured with Leia right now on a dated plan, once they turn 18, on, for example, the Flex 125 Explore scheme, an 18-year-old goes from something like €600 to maybe €2,000.
Wow.
You could put that 18-year-old on a plan with Leia called Inspire Plus. You get a young adult rate, which is about €650. And in fact, right now with VHI, they have a plan called Company Plan Plus Level 1.3. Company Plan Plus Level 1.3, €425 for an 18 to 20-year-old. And that's a fantastic corporate plan. So sometimes it makes perfect sense to take somebody off your Leia or Irish Life policy and move them over to VHI or vice versa for the best deal. So don't be afraid to split.
The Irish Life plan or the VHI plan gets you up to 18 to 20,
is that right?
And the Leia plan for young adults?
It's the same. The Leia plan will be about 650 to 685, but it's the same 18 to 20. So what's happened, Pat, when the legislation changed back once again in 2015, the insurance companies were allowed now to give discounts counter rates for people under 25. So 18 to 20-year-olds get a fantastic discount, and then it reduces then as they get closer to 25 when they get charged the full adult rate.
Okay, but you can get people through college, for example, with full medical insurance, which doesn't have to break the bank. But if you're not vigilant, suddenly it'll be €2,000 for that adult on the day after their 18th birthday.
That's exactly what happens. And we see people on the old plans, and automatically it renews, and they suddenly realised, my 18-year-old is being charged the same rate as the mum and dad, and they never realised. By the way, if you notice this and you're with Leia or Irish Life, you can phone them up today and they will allow you to amend your cover. VHI members are locked into renewal. But Pat, we're approaching the busiest renewal period now. 1 million people will be renewing between December and February. So the timing is perfect.
So the first thing is split your cover, look at everyone on your policy separately and get the best deal you can, and you could save significant amounts of cash.
Absolutely. And another example of that, which ties into another thing, for any families out there with young children, right now, the best deal. So just think about it like this. If you have two children under five, they don't need private rooms. They may not even need private hospital cover. And they should have free GP, so you shouldn't need refunds. So, for example, Leia have a deal right now where you pay for the eldest child, but you put child two on a plan called Essential Connect Health free for the next year.
And the point is that in anticipation of the eventual opening of the paediatric hospital at St. James's in 2024 and counting, where there might be a private room and a bed for the significant other, the parent, to sleep overnight. At the moment, in Crumlin or Tala or any of these places, you're not going to get a private room for your child anyway.
No, it's really, for children, it's really about access. Okay, getting the child in straight away to get that routine treatment brought than waiting 6 months for a tonsillectomy. So splitting the cover is definitely relevant for young children. The other thing then, Pat, which is a real, it's a fantastic tactic to cut your costs, take on a small excess. Now, older people are very nervous of this and they shouldn't be. I'll give you an example. People on VHI's Health Plus Extra, 2,740. Level 2 hospital with Irish Life, which is over €3,000. And the Essential Plus Excess scheme the Essential Plus scheme with Leia, which is €4,000. Good plans, no excess on those plans when you go into a private hospital. Mm. Take on a small excess of €75 per claim. Now, it's per claim, it's never per night.
Yeah.
So it's on the total bill and it's only for private hospitals. In some cases, you can reduce your bills by in excess of €1,000 per adult.
Wow.
And that is no exaggeration. All the good corporate plans are in around that level. So, Pat, for example, some really good private room corporate plans with a small excess. So, for example, the Momentum scheme with Leia, which is 1825, fantastic cover. The 4D Health 5 with Irish Life, which is also 1822. And with VHI, they have the company plan extra level 1, 1760.
Okay, so basically, in the case of all of those companies, by taking on this €75 per claim, not per night, per claim excess, you drop your premium by €1,000.
Yeah, and that's no exaggeration. And in some cases, now there are other benefit differentials, but in some cases you can actually enhance your cover. You can upgrade your cover. If anybody listening is on the same plan, or anybody who knows their parents are on the same plan for 5 years or more, or if they're paying in excess of €2,000 per adult, they really need to review their cover pack, because those savings could be directed towards other, you know, other rising costs that we're talking about all the time. The other point too as well, and this is another one that a lot of older people think they're not entitled to do, join the corporate plans. Check out the corporate plans. That is simply an industry term for the plans that have been launched for the big multinational, the big employer schemes.
And you're entitled to get those.
Everybody in the country can join those plans.
And so, how do you find out about them?
Now, Pat, here's where, like, if you don't have the plan name when you phone up the insurance company, in fairness to even when you phone the call centres, they might not even know all their plans. When you give them the plan name, they plug it into the system and then they tell you about it. You can go onto the Health Insurance Authority website. It's very complicated. Not all the plans are there at all, always, but it's a good starting point. It's a good reference point. They track all the plans and any new emerging plans. Like, there's a new plan just launched by VHI called PMI 6010. There's another new plan being launched by Leia on the 1st of November. If you don't watch the moving goalposts, you might think you're on a good corporate plan, but it could be out of date by four or five
years. Okay, so where do we go again?
HIA.ie is a good website. Pat, on our website, we show all the latest deals. Just click on the free cover policy check and they're all listed there, updated every week. Or else, basically, just get advice. And Pat, my I suppose, and I would say this, anybody who's confused about this or worried, the savings are too significant to ignore. If in doubt, talk to a qualified expert and they should know all of this as well.
Now, loads of questions coming in. Let me see. There's stuff about Leo and fuel, but I'll bring that to you later on. Health plans. I've Irish Life's BFIT 3 plan at about 1800. It's up for renewal shortly. This is the fourth year on this plan. I've recently had a minor heart attack and subsequently had successful surgery for esophageal cancer. Ideally, I'd like the same or better cover at a more competitive price.
Pat, that plan is just over 1,800, €1,820. It's a really good scheme, by the way. Small excess, 75 per claim.
Yeah.
And in fact, it's the only plan on the market where they get the first two GP and the first two consultant visits fully covered. If they wanted to squeeze a small bit of saving from the same company, check out 4D Health 4, €1,637. They're going to save €200 per adult, keep their private room, and they'll still, let's just say, be covered for the exact same hospitals. I like the 4D4. All they do is phone up Irish Life and get them to explain exactly how BFIT 3 compares to 4D Health 4. And if they like that plan, they can change straight away.
Could you ask Dermot if it's worth having health insurance when you have a medical card from a healthy old age pensioner?
Unfortunately, so here's the thing with the medical card. The two of them are mutually exclusive. The medical card will get you into a public hospital and you won't be charged. But if you have to wait 2 years to get in to get that hip done, the medical card will not do anything for you in that regard. You wait. So if that person's happy using the public system, keep your medical card. You don't need health insurance. But if you want to have control over who you see and when you see them, and even where you go to get your treatment, you either, Pat, have to have a lot of money on deposit or you need health insurance. The only issue for that older member, and obviously we don't know their age, is that if they're joining as a new member, they've the age loadings to contend with.
I'm currently on VHI PMI 3232 through my job. Also includes cover for my partner. I'm leaving the job this week and starting a new job next week that doesn't give you a healthcare plan, but does provide an allowance for employees to purchase a plan themselves. Would I be better in keeping the current plan going and paying for it out of my own pocket or going for something else? I'm a 34-year-old in good health, as is my partner.
Pat, I would suggest, so the 3212 is a good scheme.
Oh, it's 12. It says 3232. It's 3212.
No, don't worry, like these numbers, the numbers are not, they don't make it easy. What I would suggest to that person, given their age and given that they're now going to be paying for themselves, check out Company Plan Plus Level 1.3 with VHI. Okay, €1,245. It's going to save the money and it's a superb semi-private corporate plan. If they want a private room, VHI have a plan called PMI 4810, which is 1,580, fantastic value, and that plan gives 75% back on routine expenses. There's a whole myriad of options with VHI, but when I see somebody 34 years of age, I will always look, okay, what's the best value corporate plan? That should be all they need.
My aunt is 89 in a nursing home with dementia. She pays a fortune in health insurance, but at any time she's gone to A&E, they insist she's better off staying in public where they can monitor her better. Should she cancel?
Okay, Pat, I wouldn't cancel. We get this query all the time, but what I would suggest to the family now, they definitely need to review this person's cover. Here's what happens, and we've all been in this situation with elderly parents. As you get older, particularly when you have dementia, you will always be brought by ambulance through A&E to the public system. And even if you need surgery, the more severe the dementia is, the less likely you'll go into a private hospital because you need to be watched and monitored. Mm-hmm. And there's always the risk of falling and so on. That they definitely need to review their cover, because what we always say to people when they're on the other side, Pat, and they're in late 80s or early 90s, and I suppose they're more dependent on the public system, now we scale back their cover. And we basically remove things that they don't need. I wouldn't be cancelling their cover because they may still need to go into a private hospital to get a day case procedure or an important MRI that they could be waiting months for on the public system. But they definitely need to review their cover.
I'm 48 now, haven't had insurance for 9 years. What are my options? That's from Darren.
Okay, so we don't know how long Darren had cover for. Right now, as a 48-year-old, he's 14 years over the threshold. He has a loading of 28%. If he had cover, let's just say he had cover previously for 10 years, that will basically reduce that loading down to 4 years. So that'll reduce it down to 8%. I would suggest he definitely looks at rejoining. Check out those mid-level plans that I mentioned. Benefit Access 300 with Irish Life, Signify with Leia, or the VHI Enhanced Care 250. But the sooner he gets back in, the loadings are frozen.
Okay. My wife is 3 months pregnant. What's the best plan to start? That's from Chris.
Okay, the problem is now here's where. So if you take out health insurance, Pat, and those mid-level plans that I mentioned might be very appropriate for this member, the maternity waiting period is 12 months. There must be 12 months membership between, let's just say, the day you join and the date of birth of the child. So right now, they may not be able to avail a private maternity for this child. However, if they join, they can add the child on straight away from date of birth and that child will be covered.
Okay, this one here. What's the best plan for mental health?
Now, Pat, here's one of the things. Every health insurance plan on the market is good for mental health, particularly the corporate plans, because the law stipulates here every plan must give you at least 100 days cover. I would suggest for that person definitely a good mid-level corporate plan. Simply Connect Plus Leia, PMI 3613 VHI, 4D Health 2 with Irish Life, all about 1,350. They all have counselling and other services on them as well, which might be, let's just say, relevant to their condition.
I'm 58 years old. I have motor neuron disease. Which plan would you suggest?
See, Pat, here's the thing now as well. Once again, our public system, we do criticise, and I'm always, you know, talking about the deficiencies in our public system. If you have a long-term illness, you may be entitled to a long-term illness card. And once you have, if you have a severe chronic or terminal condition or whatever, the public system, once you get in, is very good at managing. I would suggest that person probably doesn't need private health insurance. And bear in mind the waiting period for existing conditions. Hopefully the public system is giving them all the care they need.
And a final one, my adult children are currently on a family plan. They will be looking for health care. Will they get credit for their time on the family plan?
Absolutely. No break in cover. They can transfer them directly from the family plan onto their own scheme. No break in cover. Once again, though, Pat, when they are doing that, let's just say assess their needs. They may be way overpaying for the current plan that they have them on, but they can definitely do that.
Brilliant stuff. Dermot Good, health insurance expert. And there is no one more expert in this area than Dermot himself. He's to be found at totalhealthcover.ie. Dermot, thank you very
thank
much.
You, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.